Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations, AM 860 and AM 930, The Answer, along with FM 93.7, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's working on the Third Watch, regardless of what you're doing, how you're doing it, or why you're doing it, thanks for keeping America rolling along. That specifically goes for our over-the-road truck drivers, the 18-wheel drivers, the men and the women, coast-to-coast, border-to-border, as well as to our FedEx, our UPS, as well as our postal drivers hauling the mail out there today. And let's not forget about our suicide jockeys hauling the gas, the diesel, and the jet fuel. And, of course, we've got the Amazon warehouse, and we've got the Amazon drivers, too. Thank you for all you do. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. That's the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're on Gab. We're on Parler. And we're also on Getter. We're on Truth Social. We're on Twitter, all as Captain's America. Captain's America, you'll find us over there. And don't forget to check out our website either, the Captain's America Third Watch.com, simply the Captain's America Third Watch.com, where we are live streaming right now during the show. And if you can't hear us any other place, you can go over there and hear us on the website. And then we play that same program, stream it over and over again. Every 4 hours, it rotates to the new show, and we just play it till the next show comes on. All righty, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, is here with us. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Ready to say the pledge?
Sure.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance,
to the flag,
of the United, States of America, and to the Republic, for which it stands,
one nation
under God, indivisible, with liberty, and justice, for all. And we do emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, needless to say, we got us a big mess in Washington, D.C. They're fixing to go home. I know that they're going to have at least one vote today, maybe two. Unfortunately, this isn't going to get resolved, I don't believe, until Monday, because some of these guys are committed to going home for the weekend, guys and gals. So they're just not going to be around in D.C. to carry on the vote.
Well, it depends upon adjourning. If they adjourned, then there wouldn't be one scheduled. But they do gavel back in today at noon. And it could be that some of the Democrats are going to go, you know what, we're going home, and they won't be around to vote, which would be a no vote, essentially, for Hakeem Jeffries.
Okay. So what's next?
Well, they're still negotiating. And I will tell you, I was texting with a congressman yesterday, and he confirmed a couple of things for me. And, you know, I said, what would the votes look like if it was done by a secret ballot? I would argue it would be completely different.
Mm-hmm.
It is personal for some of them, and it is now proven to be personal for Congressman Matt Gaetz.
Yeah.
Now, I know he's a hardliner, but one of the demands that he made was that any and all of Kevin McCarthy's political action committees cannot be involved in primaries.
Hmm.
What does that have to do with the speakership?
Nothing.
And I would argue that the district, his constituents, have not made that demand. So that tells you it's personal.
Mm-hmm.
It's got nothing to do with the ability of a speakership to have, you know, any aligned political action committees of Kevin McCarthy's to not be involved in primaries.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Kevin McCarthy traveled virtually every state in the union supporting candidates and raising money. And he raised a ton of money. And apparently, as a minority leader, and apparently they're mad about that. At least Matt Gaetz is.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then for the second time yesterday, Gaetz was even critical of Trump, saying that he was bad at choosing people, you know, from to be in his administration. And he listed a few.
Mm-hmm.
And then the fact that he is supporting Kevin McCarthy. But he came right out and said, I love President Trump. And so he nominated him for the second day in a row to be speaker.
Yeah.
So this cat, I don't know. I think that he needs to be put in his place by his constituents. And I can't be more disgusted at his posture on this one. Now, I can't say the same for Bob Good or Lauren Boebert or Andy Gibbs. But Gaetz is a problem.
All righty, hold that thought, folks. We're going to take a break. We're going to come right back with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Don't go anywhere. Grab you a cup of coffee, and we'll be right back.
You're in the right spot for tomorrow's news tonight and breaking news as it happens with retired New York fire rescue captain and World Trade Center attack survivor Matt Bruce right here on the Captain's America Third Watch.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're going to win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
This is Kyle Warren, and we're coming back right now with Denise Simon of FoundersCode.com, right here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Be sure to check out all the great articles she has over there. That's FoundersCode.com. Take it away, Captain.
All right. Thanks very much, Kyle Warren. I will do just that. This portion of my program, my conversation with Denise Simon, brought to you by GEICO. That's GEICO Insurance, spelled G-E-I-C-O. And GEICO has been saving people money for well over 85 years. They currently are the second largest personal auto insurer in the country. They insure over 26 million drivers, and that number continues to go up. Now, you can go to the website they have, GEICO, G-E-I-C-O.com. You can go to that website, and you can get a price comparison right there for the car you're driving, the truck you're driving. Maybe you've got a motorcycle, an ATV, a boat, or an RV. That will also bundle, by bundling that, that will lower your insurance as well. But then you can really save some dramatic money, a lot of money, when you bundle your homeowners or your renters or your condo insurance right there on your motor vehicle policy. That will save you a lot of money. So the website is GEICO, G-E-I-C-O.com, GEICO, G-E-I-C-O.com. And while you're over there, get a great comparison or even get your insurance agent's name, and you can go over and see them that way if you want to do it that way, meet them in person. GEICO, G-E-I-C-O.com. All right, back to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, and good morning to you.
Good morning.
Again, the situation with the McCarthy speakership position has been exacerbated by both sides. We have like a pro-McCarthy side and an anti-McCarthy side, and we've got like, let's see, 200, I guess, that are supporting McCarthy consistently in all the votes, and we've got 20 or 30 or whatever it is that are voting against him. What do you think it's going to take to bring the two together, or is that just not going to happen?
Well, I would say this. At some point that McCarthy needs to stop conceding because what it's going to do is reduce the speakership really to nothing. And even if he becomes speaker, then he'll be operating in a straitjacket, meaning that pretty much anything that he does will be scrutinized and you know, he'll be threatened, you know, hour by hour. What's important to understand of consequences here is, now again, I'm not a huge McCarthy fan, but I think he's come a long way in the last 2 years from where he once was. And so, you know, you hear a lot of these politicians talk about people get second chances or they should be able to redeem themselves. And I think in a lot of cases, that's precisely what McCarthy is done and is still trying to do. But as long as we don't have a speaker, we don't have a House of Representatives. Now, what does that mean when we don't have a House of Representatives? Well, I asked the congressman in the text messages yesterday, how many bills are ready in the pipeline or have, you know, in committee, coming out of committee, ready to be voted on? He said dozens and dozens and dozens.
Uh-huh.
So that has stopped the legislative process. Now, the other thing is that it's now become a national security threat. And why do I say that? We don't have a House of Representatives because every one of them has not been sworn in, which then means that there aren't any security clearances.
Uh-huh.
And that means that none of them on respective committees that might be in the Intelligence Committee or the House Armed Services Committee and so forth and so on cannot get briefings. So if there is something that happens, let's say things escalate with Iran or North Korea or Russia or Syria or whatever, Ukraine, we don't have anybody in the House of Representatives that can get those briefings. None. Zero. The Senate's on vacation, by the way. So there's really nothing happening in Washington, D.C. except this charade.
Mm-hmm.
So what better time for any adversaries or enemies of the United States to, you know, attack us?
I've been saying that for over a week. Yep. Mm-hmm.
What happens if there's a colossal cyber attack on one piece of our infrastructure?
Yep.
What happens if somebody decides they're going to launch one of the armed drones and hit one of our military bases someplace?
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can't depend upon this White House. Depending upon this White House is kind of like dealing with Captain Kangaroo.
Mm-hmm.
So right now we don't have a functioning government. We don't. It's done. Mm-hmm. At least for, you know, as long as this goes on. So the only thing that seems to be functioning right now is media and you know, more files that come out from Twitter. I mean, that's it. We're in a bad place and we look stupid. So when people say that when you have something like the Constitution, a historic document that guides us, tells you know, our adversaries have the ability to say, and rightly so, see, you know, a republic, a democracy, a functioning democracy doesn't work. And here's a prime example.
Now, as we previously have reported on this program, Joe Biden has finally decided that he wants to make a show by going to the border on Sunday, where he will address border enforcement operations and meet with local officials. Now, while there, although the White House is being very vague on what he's going to be doing, Biden announced that he's going to be going to El Paso to Ground Zero. Well, I doubt very seriously we'll see him at Ground Zero in El Paso. He'll probably be at Fort Bliss like Kamala was at the air base. What do you think?
Well, El Paso's not Ground Zero. So let's just start there.
Yep.
It's not Ground Zero.
Nope.
You've got the Rio Grande Valley. I mean, you notice that that he wouldn't even think of going there because he can't control what goes on, you know, across that river.
Right. Right.
And he
doesn't
want, you know, the media is going to follow him, and he doesn't want the media taking pictures of him with migrants flying across that border, across that river, and, you know, you got little Miss Frenchie there in the White House press room saying that's not the way it works when we know that it is. Then he announces this cockamamie app called CBP1.
Yep.
And he wants all of these migrants, wherever they may be, to travel on over to the Apple Store or Google and download an app called, you know, to serve as a portal where they can make their appointments. Appointments for what? I mean,
to come across the border and get their green card.
Yeah, precisely.
Mm-hmm.
So, why do we have embassies? If you've got embassies or a diplomatic post in all of these locations in Mexico, Central America, and in South America, you know, that's where the process begins.
Right.
Why do we have these embassies if these people aren't using them?
Mm-hmm. Well, you tell me, we'll both know.
And then he's still blaming the Republicans. He says the Republicans aren't doing anything. Well, the Republicans haven't been in control.
Mm-hmm. Well, the Republicans were the ones that he blamed for everything that was going on.
Of course.
On, period.
Of course.
All right. Well, let's go over to the phone line here. Let's see who we got. All right. Bag M and Bob, is that you?
Yep, that's me, Cap.
Go ahead.
I just wanted to ask Denise, I guess, and you too, is McCarthy the only guy that can give wide support that these 20 other ones are so against? Isn't there another good one that they could put up? All right. That's it, Captain.
Well, let's see. Who have they put up so far? Donald Trump, Jim Jordan,
Donalds.
Okay, yep. And the only one that I know really wants this in his heart of hearts has got to be Matt Gaetz. And he'll never get it.
Look, you know, the caucus, the Republican caucus, voted when in November.
Yep.
On who they wanted, and it was McCarthy. He got 85% of that vote.
Correct.
Now it's up to 90.
Yep.
Nobody else got that.
All right. I'll talk to you tonight on the weekend edition. To be continued. We'll be right back with more, folks. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Go over there. Check
you
her out.
You found it. The most listened to radio program in the overnights. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA News Update.
The head coach of the Buffalo Bills is applauding the national outpouring of support shown to safety DeMar Hamlin, who remains hospitalized in Cincinnati. Sean McDermott spoke publicly Thursday for the first time since Hamlin suffered cardiac arrest during Monday's game against the Cincinnati Bengals.
It's amazing to know the impact that this has had on so many people. And for now, DeMar to be awake and his mom to be able to share that with him is incredible.
McDermott pointed to Hamlin's Toy Drive charity, which has now raised more than $7.6 million. The coach added the recent news regarding Hamlin's progress has been very encouraging. Doctors say Hamlin's neurological functions remain intact, and he's beginning to awaken. Hillary Clinton is stepping into a teaching role at Columbia University. The former Secretary of State is joining the university as a professor at its School of International Public Affairs. I'm Julio Flores, U.S.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
All right. Thanks very much, Kyle Warren. We will do just that. And this segment of the program, this is our military and veterans news segment, updated a little bit because of what we're going to be talking about here. But it's brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. You can find them online by going to naa.edu. That's naa.edu. Bo was in here yesterday, and I checked with him after he got over to work, and he had a couple of calls, so he took the calls. And thank you very much for the people that called him up to ask questions. You got your answers, so I'm sure that you're now pondering what your next move is. And again, the job of an aviation maintenance technician is not only a job that you'll get and you'll have it for life, because once you get certified through the FAA as an aviation maintenance technician, you can go anywhere that there's a job available, anywhere, and you'll get paid a lot of money. And you heard Bo and I talking about one of his prize students that was now working about 6 months of the year, making $80,000 a year for those 6 months. Now, could you work more than that if you wanted to? Sure. Could you make more than that if you wanted to? Absolutely. It's all up to you. But think about this for a minute. Where are you where are you going to be able to make that kind of money and have that much time off if that's what you want? Nowhere. Nowhere. Now, NAA.edu is the website, NAA.edu. They have locations in Clearwater, Florida, and Concord, Massachusetts. And I always tell you, call them up at 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. And ask to take the tour of one of their campuses. Either go to the one here in Clearwater or the one up in Boston, Concord, Massachusetts. And check them out. And you can take a tour of both of them if you want. Make your decision that way. National Aviation Academy, NAA.edu. Well, any service member, male or female, welcoming a new child can take up to 12 weeks of parental leave in the year following, according to a congressional mandated policy, which was signed Thursday by President Biden. That's a pretty good deal, and nice work if you can get it. Now, the U.S. military and defense contractor Pratt & Whitney have suspended deliveries of new engines for the F-35 fighter in the wake of a December mishap on a Texas runway. Until they get that solved and they know what the problem was, and how it happened, they won't be repairing any F-35s just yet. Now, Poland's defense minister this week signed a deal to buy a second batch of the U.S. Abrams main battle tanks in Warsaw. Now, Warsaw is beefing up its defensive capabilities and strengthening its military cooperation with Washington in light of Russia's war in neighboring Ukraine. It's entirely possible that Ukraine could get some of these tanks too. So we'll see. We'll see where that goes. Now, Republican speaker designate, I guess you'd call him that, but Republican Kenneth Kevin McCarthy of California, failed for the 12th time to secure enough votes to become Speaker of the House. Now, how long is this going to go on? Nobody knows. It is expected, though, to go on the rest of the weekend because Congress gets the weekend off and many of the people are going to go home, especially the Democrats. So they won't have a quorum. And they won't have enough Democrats to do anything to help them if they need the voting help without bringing them back again. And they're not gonna want to come back once you go home and you've been in D.C. all week. No, you don't want to come rushing back to D.C. It just doesn't work that way. Now, 40% of the veterans have answered that they have worries about the military toxic exposure injuries. Now, just 2 months after Veterans Affairs officials launched new medical screenings focused on the military toxic exposures that people had, about 400,000 veterans. And by the way, they've already reported potential health concerns relating to those issues. Again, some of these veterans have sucked down these chemicals or had them on their skin, been burnt by them, whatever the situation is, and they've got to be checked out. Now, some of the chemicals they were using range from mustard gas, remember that from World War I? Range from mustard gas to some of the other ordinances that they put together in some of the artillery field pieces they fire, as well as the bombers that drop them. Now, the Ukraine claims that they have killed or wounded more than 1,000 Russian soldiers in a series of attacks over the last 2 weeks. Now, Russia has confirmed only one wave of strikes. Ukraine is saying there's been two. I tend to believe Ukraine on this one because I've seen the damage and I've seen the end result, especially with the Russians, where they were literally picking up the remains of the people that were hurt, using DNA to identify them. Unbelievable. Now, heavy fighting around the largely ruined Ukraine-held city of Bakhmut is likely to persist for the foreseeable future, according to a new U.S. senior advisor who was over there in the area. This is going to get much worse before it gets better. That's my opinion. Unfortunately, it has become a situation where the civilians are caught in the middle. The troops are going back and forth firing through the civilians. And while they should have some sort of protection, they don't. They don't. And it's a shame. Now, the Pentagon is scrambling to prep new COVID rules as the vaccine mandate nears an end. Vaccine refusal separations are on hold as the DOD develops further guidance on the subject. Now, back in late December, the Pentagon was faced with Congress repealing its requirement that the troops be vaccinated against COVID-19, an issue that had wide public interest. What's going to happen? We don't know. We don't know. But I doubt they're going to require the military to have this again. I can see them doing it overseas when they go overseas, but that's something that's a little different, too, when they do that. And we'll get into that with Frank Silvato when he calls in here in about another 20 minutes. Now, the White House also says they can't confirm that U.S. supplied heavy artillery systems were destroyed by Russia in the Ukraine. Russia's saying that they destroyed and knocked out the big heavy artillery that we had, that we were using. But we're saying, nope, not so fast. Okay, hold that thought. We're going to be coming back with more of the Captain's America Third Watch and the Watchdog on Wall Street, too, Chris Markowski. I shall return. Don't go anywhere.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest-growing overnight radio program.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is Chris Markowski, host of the Watchdog on Wall Street radio show, and you are listening to the Captain's America with the man, the myth, the legend, Captain Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chris. And while we are waiting to hear from him, I want to remind everybody that this portion of the program is brought to you by our friends at Moss Family Automotive, in particular, Moss Acura. That's Moss Acura. And Moss is spelled M-A-U-S. Now, they have a dealership here in Tampa on North Florida Avenue, which happens to be right next door to the Moss Nissan dealership. And you can stop on in there and you can check them out and take advantage of the You Serve, You Save program. Because you see, that helps anyone who is a veteran, anyone who is currently active military, all first responders too, meaning those that are EMTs, firefighters, or police officers, and of course, church pastors too, helping you to get a significant discount on the vehicle you're looking at. Now, it gets better than that if that's possible. Your new Moss Acura or Moss Acura pre-owned will come with Moss Care with free oil changes and tire rotations for the life of the vehicle. How about that? Good stuff. Good stuff indeed. Now, take advantage of the knowledge that the NFL game that was scheduled to be played between Cincinnati and the Buffalo Bills, where the player had the heart attack and almost died twice right there on the field. Keep in mind that that game has now been officially canceled, as well it should have been. Now, the thing is, we heard yesterday that the football player, Buffalo Bills' Damar Hamlin, might have been up against the ropes, but that apparently meant nothing to Hamlin, who is a fighter and a warrior at heart. Understatement of the year, right? Now, doctors at the hospital, University of Cincinnati Health Care Center, doctors there updated the public yesterday on Hamlin's condition. He's starting to move around a little bit, move his toes and his feet. He can't talk because he's got an incubator in there to make sure he gets oxygen. He was 100% incubated. Now he's at 50%, which is an improvement. He's able to move his hands, his fingers, which is an improvement. And while the Bills player is now awake, and while he is incapable of speaking normally due to the breathing tube, he is writing notes on paper. Now, the first thing that he wrote, and this is really cute, the first thing he wrote was, "Did we win?" Did we win? Well, the doctors responded appropriately by saying, and I quote, "We said, yes, Dahmer, you won the game of life," said Dr. Timothy Pritz, University of Cincinnati health physician. And boy, did he. If you haven't seen what's happened by now, then you owe it to yourself to catch up on it and check and see what's going on. Because, again, this young man took a football hit. And if he got what people are thinking he got and the way he sustained it, he took a shot to the heart. And it doesn't take much of a shot to the heart, as long as it's dead on, square on, to create and bring on heart failure. And that's what happened to him. He went down like a rock, and boom, that was it. Now, thank God for the EMTs and the paramedic and the doctors that were all right there, that were on top of him within, I'd say, 30 seconds. And thank God for the other life-saving equipment they had there that was on the rig, the ambulance, that they got right to him right away. Now, this is the real world we're living in, folks. Things happen in football. For those of you out there that are now trying to get football banned because it's a dangerous and deadly sport, well, A, walking to school is too. So how about working together on this one and trying to see what happens with the investigation as to what did happen to this player? I've sent him a couple of things, and he sent me back some thank yous, and we appreciate that. That's all we appreciate. You know, we don't look for accolades. Nobody does in a situation like this. By the way, he does have a family, and they were very vocal yesterday. Kids are going to do that. They're going to be that way. Right now, the kids have gone home. And the mother, I believe, has gone home, too. And then they'll all be coming back to start school probably later today. So, what do we do next? Since football is such a deadly sport, what do we do next? Do we just say, that's it, we're done, not going to play football anymore? No, I don't think so. Or do we maybe make some changes and get the health tent, the ambulance, the life-saving equipment closer to where you're at on the sidelines. How about that? Does that make sense? To that, I'd say sure. That does make sense. And make sure it has an aphib on it, too. That, again, just having that on the rig made it all that much more important. So we will sit back, we'll watch, we'll wait, we'll see what happens with this ball player. But he is so fortunate, so lucky that he wasn't literally killed right there on the field. It's going to be food for thought. You're going to be talking about this one for a long time. Because obviously you don't, if there's any way possible, you don't want to have to go through this again. If there's any way possible. Once is enough. And for all the kids who were watching, I was thinking about that yesterday. For all the kids who were watching the game, that were watching what was going on, that had to be traumatic. Had to be traumatic. Now, fewer Americans are filing for jobless claims. That might be because they're all playing football, right? No, I'm just kidding. But the other thing that came out in the sports world in the last few hours, former WWE chief Vince McMahon is planning a return. Now, he did have a football team going. I'm not sure if he's going to get involved in football operations or if he's going to become one of the people involved in the wrestling operations or if he's just not going to take an active part in being involved at all and just be there to advise and consult. Because after all, he might run into his wife who is there, and I should say ex-wife, who is there and is being paid by him to do whatever. I think they're getting a settlement of some sort. I didn't see that he had gotten one, but I'm assuming that he settled with her and they're going to make that work, I guess. By the way, there was a shooting last night in Miami at a nightclub. 10 people were shot as 2 different rapper groups were there. They were videotaping a movie not very far away from that location. And something happened, an argument started, and boom, that was it. There went the gun. Or should I say guns? Might have been guns. 10 people shot. We were told 18 shots were fired. But we'll talk about that and more when we come back with Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. He should be calling in. And we're also going to be hearing from Frank Salvato from UndergroundUSA.com. I know he'll be calling in. And we got plenty to talk about with Frank. We'll see if Chris calls in too. Don't go anywhere. I am coming right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. I'll be back.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.